Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, talking with Greg Mann, Interim Superintendent at Wamego Public Schools, and Kevin Logan, Superintendent over at USD 323 Rock Creek. We got just a few minutes left here, and Kevin, I know you wanted to recognize some students that had some success here recently with your trap team.
Yeah, we actually, as you know, we have a club trap team here at Rock Creek. They're in their fourth year of existence, and we had eight of our participants go to nationals this year in Michigan. And Hunter Prokish, who will be a sophomore starting this fall at Rock Creek High School, took fifth place. Hunter broke 198 out of 200 targets, and really proud of him and his other teammates that went up to nationals this year. I believe they placed 13th out of just over 200 total schools that were represented. I don't have the final numbers in front of me yet. But just a shout out to them and their efforts on the season.
Wonderful. That's good news to hear. Going forward, is there anything, I know we're getting close to when budgets are going to be coming out here for the school districts. How is that process going right now? And Greg, well, I'll start with you.
Yeah, it's going slowly. we're dealing with the new concept of the revenue neutral that we're going to have to roll out and explain to our boards of education and to our communities. And that's another wrinkle that the state legislature gave us as far as our budget planning. We will have our budget ready to submit to the board for approval on August the 23rd. Financially, this is the last year of the guaranteed incomes from the state, you know, from the, what was it?
The lawsuit.
And so after this year, any increases will be tied to the consumer price index, which right now, of course, we know the inflation's high. So maybe increases will continue. But budget-wise, we're looking to be okay. Our enrollment's going to be up. You know, the numbers we get to use, our enrollment numbers for this year are based on our enrollment last year, and our enrollment last year was up over the previous year. So our numbers are going to be up. So we're looking like it's going to be an okay budget. Like, you know, we're going to be able to pay our bills. I think people will be happy about that.
Great. How about you, Kevin?
Yeah, we're going to have our budget hearing before our September, or I believe it's 13th board meeting. Budget got pushed back a little bit this year with the revenue neutral rate requirement. So we're not planning a special meeting, but we'll do that in a September meeting. And, you know, we're going to be pretty flat on our mill rate, it looks like. We've got some changes we've got to do with the ESSER funds that are coming in and backfilling budgets from last year. And a lot of, moving numbers around, for lack of a better term, to get our actual budget completed. Myself and my clerk went to KSDE last week, had our budget reviewed down there, and everything is looking good. Like I said, our mail rate will be fairly flat, but our overall dollars are going up a little bit this year also. We had a slight bump in enrollment last year. We'll have a significant bump, we believe, this year, because those several families who chose to do a virtual school or homeschool last year are coming back to us either through the course of last year after September 20, or we've heard over the summer. So we look to see a significant bump in enrollment this September 20. But all in all, things are looking good.
Good.
Yeah, Brandon, I just like to say, I feel a little bit like Rip Van Winkle here. Because I was out of the business for the last 2 years. And so I leave in the spring of 2019 when things are normal, and I come back in the fall of 2021 when things are kind of normal. But I'm still learning all these things that happened in the intervening 2 years, like ESSER funds and SPARK funds. That's a whole new area of vocabulary for me. And so I've been trying to learn the things about Wamego, the normal things, and I'm also trying to get up to speed with the things that happened the last 2 years across the state. It's been a headache-inducing time, I'll tell you.
You're not alone. it's hard to, from a reporter standpoint, too. So
having guys like Kevin around to help me explain to me what's going on, you know, the difference between ESSER 1, ESSER 2, and ESSER 3, and what you can and can't do, and so yeah, it's been interesting.
Well, Greg, I know you got to run for another meeting. We appreciate you being on here today. Kevin, is there anything else you wanted to highlight this morning?
Just that, you know, the start of the school year is now inside a month away, and we have online enrollment that will be open later this week. And I'll get a message sent out to our parents as soon as that becomes available.
And Brandon, our online enrollment is open now. So,
okay, good to know. Well, Kevin, Greg, we always appreciate the time here. And Greg, we'll look forward to seeing you again next month.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. See you, Kevin.
Bye-bye. Brandon, thanks for having us today. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Stay tuned. We'll continue in focus talking Stuff the Bus with the Fit Closet and Kansas United Way up next.